According to the independent investigative journalism outlet ProPublica, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield has canceled the health insurance policies of close to 100 New Hampshire smokers who bought policies on the ACA exchange because they were charged an incorrect non-smoker rate. Charles Orenstein, a senior reporter for ProPublica, covering healthcare and the pharmaceutical industry, reported on one woman's story this morning. He joins me now from New York to tell us about what he learned. Hello, Charles.
Thanks for having me.
You report that when Terry Weatherby went to pay her Anthem March premium, she was told she couldn't. Then she got a check in the mail refunding her February premium with a two-word explanation: contract canceled. What had happened?
Well, Terry was really excited to get her Obamacare plan back in November when the website was finally working, healthcare.gov. She went online, signed up for a plan through Anthem, was eligible for a huge government subsidy, and began paying her premium. But she was misquoted rates, and then that came back to bite her.
How so?
Well, she checked the box that she was a smoker. She doesn't make any secret about the fact that she smokes. And in New Hampshire, smokers can be charged a higher rate on the exchange. But apparently Anthem had loaded in the rate, which was the same rate for smokers as for non-smokers, which was an error. And so the rate that she was quoted, which was the non-smoking rate, she went ahead and paid. But in the back-end system, Anthem viewed this as a problem and canceled those plans.
So Terry Weatherby at that point was completely without insurance.
Right. She really couldn't even get a very good explanation. So she was, you know, contacting the governor's office, her U.S. rep. She was contacting Senator Shaheen's office. She was contacting the insurance department. She was contacting anybody that she could. And few people were really paying much attention to her. But finally, it was determined that this was an issue that was affecting more than Terry Weatherby. It was affecting about 100 people in the state.
And when you mention the premium rates, how different are these rates for smokers versus non-smokers on these plans on the exchange?
Well, I think it can depend on which plan you've selected, and it also can depend on if you've received a subsidy from the perspective of how much of it you're going to pay that's extra. But some states, like California, don't allow there to be different rates, but some states, like New Hampshire, do. So you will pay more. I don't have the specific amount, though.
Okay. And Weatherby, you mentioned that she had written to you asking, how can this be? What she said, quoting here, "I read where Obamacare is covering millions, but when I speak to the New Hampshire Insurance Department, I'm told many people have the same issue as I do." What has the insurance department itself said?
Well, the insurance department said that it contacted Anthem and tried to get down to the bottom of this, and that Anthem agreed to honor the non-smoking rates for all of 2014 for these 100 folks to reinstate their coverage. So in the end, they will have their insurance plans in place, and things will be put back to normal for them, retroactive back to the 1st of January if they want it. But for folks like Terry, it was certainly a stressful situation.
Do we know if smokers in other states have faced similar glitches?
It appears that this problem extends beyond New Hampshire, that smokers in Maine may have faced a similar situation. We're still trying to determine if this was the case elsewhere. Look, I mean, as your listeners know, problems with healthcare.gov have unfortunately not been too infrequent. And so there's a variety of things that have affected people.
And more in that vein, from your reporting, does this point to any larger issues around the country with people signing up for plans, paying, and then not getting what they expected?
Well, I think people across the country are finding, in fact, that what they signed up for isn't exactly what they thought they'd get. In some cases, their doctors aren't in their networks. In some cases, their prescription drug copays are a lot higher than they used to be. In some cases, there are some glitches in terms of the way that their enrollment worked. So not that these are entirely unexpected. When you join a new insurance plan, there's a period of time where things can happen and they get straightened out. But that doesn't make it any less stressful if you're the one who's experiencing that.
You mentioned at the end, Terry Weatherby, is she planning on sticking with her plan?
She is. I mean, she actually is a big supporter of the Affordable Care Act. So oftentimes you hear folks who complain about one part or another that they're opponents of the act, and perhaps they may have an axe to grind. But in this case, she's somebody who feels that this law has to work. She wants it to work, and she's glad it's going to end up working for her. So she's not somebody who wants to see this fail.
Charles Orenstein is a senior reporter for ProPublica, covering healthcare and the pharmaceutical industry. You can read his story online at nhpr.org.